Massachusetts State Police say they have found no connection between Omar Mateen, the gunman in the Orlando massacre, and the Boston Marathon bombers. Investigators say Mateen referenced the Tsarnaev brothers during Sunday's rampage inside a gay nightclub in Orlando. This morning, officials in Orlando said 48 of the 49 people killed in the shooting have now been identified. As news of the Orlando shooting spread during yesterday's Pride events in Boston, the LGBT community reflected during block parties that have become part of the annual Pride weekend. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Security was tighter than in years past, and the 16th annual Back Bay block party started slowly. But by late afternoon, it was in full swing. Morgan Rowan, like many of those attending, had more questions than answers about the Florida massacre.
It's absolutely horrific. I mean, why would anybody be targeted for celebrating love and peace and being together?
Sylvan Bruni, president of Boston Pride, which organized the day's events, estimated 6,000 people showed up at the Back Bay party.
Let's take one moment of silence, 1 minute of silence, in honor of the victims and their families.
The crowd stood still and quiet, and then the celebration continued. Bruni says it was an affirmation of community pride and courage.
I know, it's absolutely amazing to see that many people decided to show up today despite the tragedy and to celebrate people. I think the crowd responded very emotionally when we had our moment of silence to express that, yes, we're going to be standing strong and united, and we're going to continue living our lives and showing that we are not afraid.
The LGBTQ community is a family, you know? And when something like this happens, everybody comes together.
The Back Bay party featured DJ Jalil Z. Zugam was born in Morocco and now lives in Miami. He was raised a Muslim and is gay.
I've never felt any prejudice against me because I'm gay. My family accepted me for who I am. It's horrible to feel and see that there is people like this in the world.
Jalil Z played in Orlando last week, but not at the club that was the scene of the shooting. At the Back Bay block party, the DJ decided to change his first set of songs at the last minute. He kept the music upbeat, but played gay anthems that reflected the community's pride. Tonight at 6, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh will lead a vigil at City Hall Plaza to remember the Orlando victims and their families. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.